going a little out of order, a little backwards, but I think it was necessary to first expose ourselves and understand the Machlokas Rav and Abaye in regards to the Psul of Russia, the Psul that Russia cannot be an aid. And again, I think we should know the Chakir pretty well by now. Many different ranges of Machlokas, whether the Psul Russia is because of Chashash Meshaker or simply Xeris Akasov. So a number of Shitas, a number of Napkaminas yesterday on that topic. Having that in mind now, we could go weiter, understand the really backwards in the Gemara, the following statement of the Gemara in Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Mumar ochel nevelos l'teavon divrei hakol pasul. Somebody who eats nevelos because he has a taiva for it, because he enjoys it, he is disqualified, both according to Abaye and Rava. Everybody agrees. Even though Rava thinks generally you need Rasha de Chamas, here Rava agrees that such a person will be pasul as well for Eidus. The question, the big question is why? Why did Rava say Ochel Nevelos is pasul? He's not a Rasha de Chamas, l'chora. So Rashi comes in and says, no. Mumar ochel nevelos l'teavon divrei hakol pasul d'cheven d'mishim mamon ka'avid. Since it's because of money that he's violating the iser teavon, why is he? What's the mamon that's driving him to violate the iser nevelos? D'hashchichi bezul. You could find nevelos very cheap. You go to McDonald's, you find like a special for a dollar. You get burger, fries, and soda for that. So it's pretty cheap. He's saving money, so it's cheaper than midhei teira. Havle kurash d'chamas u'pasul edus, because it's the money. He wants to save money in this case. That's the drive to have him violate the Isra Nevela. I'd much prefer to save $7 and go to McDonald's and go elsewhere for much more money. So he's a Rosh Dechamos, according to Rashi. It's that drive for the money which caused him to violate the Isra. You turn over to Rabbeinu Hananel on the outside of the page. Rabbeinu Hananel says differently. Rabbeinu Hananel says, Mumar ochel nevela teavon kolomar, ochel nevela teavon achilas basar, Divrei hakol pasul le'edus de'amrinon k'shem shebetavos le'echol basar. Just like he has a taiva to eat iser, avar alos ochlu kol nevela, he violates the iser of nevela. Kach betavos le'davar acher, he kach mimenu mamon v'yavor al losa nevriacha eid shaker. He's also going to have a taiva for money, and that taiva for money is going to have him violate the iser testifying falsely. So the question is, now Rabbeinu Hananel is not the only one. We'll see the Rif and Mugi Yosef also have the same svara as Rabbeinu Hananel. They have a slightly different language, but it's the same basic svara. As I pointed to the Rabbeinu Hananel, one, because he's on the page, two, it's very clear what he's talking about. But the taiva, to violate Isurim, is the same taiva that's going to have him violate the Isur of testifying falsely. So what exactly is this machlokas between Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi as to why Ochel Nevelos L'Teavon is Asur? So everybody agrees that eating nevelos l'teavon is going to be a problem of chashash meshaker. Forget right now Russia. Forget that concept of Russia. If I'm eating nevelos l'teavon, I have a taiva for that. That somehow is going to cause me to have a taiva to violate the iser of testifying falsely. Okay, that's the given. Now the question is that taiva of violating the iser nevela, taiva to testify falsely, is that going to be included under the rubric of Russia, or it's not going to be fall into that category of Russia? Meaning what? According to Rabbeinu Hananel, let's assume for a second, he holds, that we don't see that he says this anyway, I don't think yet, that the psul of Russia is Gzeres Kasov. Russia is pasul because of Gzeres Kasov. Russia the Chamas is pasul because of Gzeres Kasov. Because again, remember, we're saying both Rav and Abaye think that Ochel Nevelos L'Teavon is going to be pasul. So it's working with the Rav. Rav is more limited. So Rav thinks the only thing that's pasul is going to be Rosh Dechamos. So if you assume Rosh Dechamos is pasul because of Gzeres HaKasov, what does Gzeres HaKasov tell us?
You're Russia and you're pasul.
What makes somebody Russia? Which right. Isurim? If it's Gzeres HaKasov, which Isurim will make you a Rosh Dechamos?
Monetary.
Monetary Isurim. So it's Isur Mammon. Such as Gzela. It could be either very limited to only Gzela, like we saw Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, or a little more expansive like Yadrama, anything similar to Gzela, such as Ribbis. Anything that is an Isur Mammon. Now, is Ochel Nevelos L'Teavon going to be an Isur Mammon? No. There's no Isur Mammon. It's an Isur Achila. It's not Isur Mammon. I'm not taking somebody's money. Not because of money.
It is, because you want it cheaper. No?
You want it cheaper, but it's not. I'm not violating. I'm not taking somebody's money away. I wouldn't categorize. If I had to categorize nevelos, if I have a category of yisurim, say I have yerdeya. Let's say four chalkei shulchan aruch. Yerdeya is just yisurim. Or chayim is just regular daily life. Chosh mishpat is dini mamonos. So would I categorize? Let's say we have between chosh mishpat. We also have, of course, Eben Ezra. But let's say between chosh mishpat and yerdeya. Would I categorize nevelos under, even in case, according to Rashi, even though I do it because it's cheaper, is that going to be a choshen mishpat halacha, or is that going to be yerdeya halacha? Clearly, yerdeya, it's clearly isurim. It's not a dina mamonis isur. Not dina mamonis at all. Okay, I might want to save money, so that's caused me to violate the isur, but the isur itself is definitely an isur of yerdeya, type of isur. Like eating basar
b'chalav. Well, but according to Rashi, it's not because of that, though. The rash is not because of the Isra aspect of it. It's because of the money aspect of it.
Exactly, because Rashi thinks, what's the Psula Rasha? Psula Rasha is not because of Gezer Sakasov. Psula Rasha is because of?
Rosh
Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Because the Chimin Mammon, the Chashash Meshaka, the guy loves money. We're concerned he's going to lie. He's going to take a bribe. He's going to testify falsely just to take the money. He's not an Isra. Who cares about Isra? Okay, in Echanam, you're violating the Isra Nevelos, but what drives him to violate it? I'm eating Nevelos because I like it and it's cheaper, Rashi adds in. It's cheaper. I'm going to do things because I can save money. I'm going to violate another Isra because I can make money off of it.
So why is that not an Isra Mammon?
Isra Mammon is something like Gzela. the Isra of Nevelos is you cannot eat it. So you cannot eat Nevela. Eating is the Isra. That's not Mammon. Okay, it might be that the money is what caused me eventually to violate the Isser, but when I'm violating the Isser itself is an Isser, not a Mammon.
But that's not why Rashi is saying that he's Pasul.
Right, because Rashi doesn't care about who's a Rasha. He's not defining it in a formal way as Gzeres HaKasav. This guy's a Rasha because he violated an Isser or not an Isser. The whole explanation behind Rasha Dechamas is because we think he's going to lie. How do I know if someone is going to lie or not? It's not so much which Isser he does, it's more so why is he violating something. If it's the money that's driving him to violate something, he loves money, so just like he violates the Isser Nevelos, he's also going to violate the Isser Eidus Sheker, because he's going to take a bribe and we can't trust him. It's not a formal understanding of where the Isser is or not. He doesn't care about the Isser so much, more so that he's going to take a bribe. I don't think so. So, you guys with me on that explanation? So now, flipping back to Rabbeinu Chananel, so where does he get this Isser from? Where does he get the Psul of Taiva from? If Ochel Nevelos LeTe'avon is not... Did I start this one? I did, yeah. If Ochel Nevelos LeTe'avon is not going to fall under the category of Rasha, so what's the nature of the Psul? So the way that I think the Achronim, I think they say this, is just a svar b'alma. Just, okay, the guy is not necessarily a Rasha, but if he has a certain taiva, he's a Baal taiva, so we're afraid he's going to have a taiva for this also, but it doesn't fall under the normal category of Rasha, the new category.
What about saying that, I thought we were saying this before, that he could consider a Stam Rasha, in other words, that svar exerts a passive, saying Daka by Rasha the Hamas, but the new category in which he falls into is a Stam Rasha.
Rabbah doesn't hold of that. Well, Rabbah doesn't hold of a Stam Rasha. For Abaye, you're right.
Oh, since it's Kuliyama.
Exactly. Within at least, we have to explain at least Rabbah. Abaye, you're 100% right. When the Rambam records the Halacha, the Rambam records the Isser eating the Velas Latevon under Stam Rasha. Not under, remember he has two, remember the Rambam? Mm-hmm. Perek Yud. He first talks about a Stam Rasha, and then he talks about Rasha the Chamas. Ochel Nevelos Latevon is under Stam Rasha, not under... under Rosh Tachamas. Because he passes like a bayah. It's much easier to say it's a Stam Rasha, but to work in Rava there and to have to explain somehow how it's a Rosh Tachamas, that's the challenge. And that's what they're struggling with here. If you look at the Nemuka Yosef, I think you get the same idea here as well. Thanks to Jeremy pointing his Nemuka Yosef out. I didn't really appreciate it until he showed it to me last week. I didn't really appreciate it until I was learning the Sugi. I looked back there again and they really came to life. So Nuki Yosef on Daf Dalman Bays writes, that talking about how Malva Beribis, case of Malva Beribis, and he says, even though it's Chimun Mamon, that's Maviro Al Das, it's the desire and the love, the lust for money. Afagadla Rush to Hamas, even though he's not really Rush to Hamas, who? Right? What does that mean? Catch a line? He says, even though it's Chimun Mamon that was caused him to violate Isser, and even though that's not Rush to Hamas, what do you mean? If it's a Chimun Mamon that caused him to violate Isser, is that not Rush to Hamas? It is Rush to Hamas. What do you mean, loud Rush to Hamas? So he says, the La Mikri Rush to Hamas? A Rush to Hamas is only someone who's Ra L'Shemaim in Lubrios. He has a different interpretation of the Gzeir Sikasov. The Gzeir Sikasov of Rush to Hamas is based on the second half of the Gemara, if you remember in Chavzayim. Rush to Hamas is not, we never saw this before. Jerry brought it to my attention, I'm only appreciating it now. Rosh Hashanah is up until now, if you thought it's a Gezer Sakasov, you could be simply a Gazlan, that's what the Pasuk means, or anybody similar to a Gazlan. The Muki Yosef learned it based on the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara is interpreting what a Gezer Sakasov is. The Gezer Sakasov is defined by, has to be something that's Ra'al Shemaim and Ra'al Brios. Okay? That's what the Gezer Sakasov is, not Lav Dafka, a Gazlan. And therefore he says, this guy who's Malv and Lov Ribbis, there's nothing Ra'al Shemaim. Right? I said nothing Ra'al Brios here. It's only Ra'al Shemaim. Nothing Ra'al Brios. I'm helping the guy out. Or the guy's willing to pay the interest. There's nothing wrong here to my friend. I'm not wronging him in any way, necessarily. Still a Malv and Lov Ribbis is still puzzle. Why is he still puzzle? If he's not Rush to Hamas? Because Mikomakum Hacha Pasul Mishim the Kofin Achil Kofin Masiv. That's the Svar of the Rebbeinu Chananel. You'll see other Rishonim say this. Because he has a taiva to eat, he'll have a taiva to testify. He's a taiva for money, for the interest, the ribbis, he'll have a taiva to testify falsely also. What? Yes, so what's important about this in Muki Yosef? He says the psul is because of Gzeres HaKasav. Psul Rosh Tachamas is a psul of Gzeres HaKasav. And that's why he's forced into saying the other Svar of Alma. That's what I'm trying to set up for Rabbeinu Chananel. We want to know, why did Rabbeinu Chananel say the Svar of Alma? Why didn't he work it in with Rosh Nechamas like Rashi did? So Nebuki Yosef makes it clear. If you understand Rosh Nechamas is a Gezeres HaKasav, it's only what the Torah says, which for the world of Nebuki Yosef means Ra'al Shemaim, Ra'al Brios, that's the Gezeres HaKasav. Anything that doesn't fall into that category won't be Rosh Nechamas. So why is Malo Bribis Pasal? Why is the Te'avon Pasal? Svar of Alma? It's a guy who's a Baal Taiva. The taiva for money, he's a taiva for Yisroom, he's a taiva for Eidah Sheker. So Nebuki Yosef, I think, really explains well Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah.
Has Nebuki Yosef fit into the Gemara? The wording of the Gemara doesn't seem like it. Just a side question. Because that means Rava, when he was originally saying that about by Ochel Teyavon is a puzzle. He was saying it because he had a desire, right? So it's separate than Rosh Nechamas.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes the Lahakas part, and then it says Rosh says kosher, but it's not Rosh Nechamas.
Right.
Seems to be like it's
No, because at first we say Teyavon means this is for Obama. Guy's about Taiva, he's going to be disqualified. Everybody agrees. Different category. But there's a new discussion when it comes to Lahachis. When it comes to Lahachis, they're arguing about something fundamental about how to view a Rosh Dechamas, or Rosh Hashtam, really.
He's saying you need a Rosh Dechamas, but he didn't say it over there. Before, he didn't seem to be Rosh Dechamas, didn't seem to be relevant.
That was a different psul entirely. The first psul of Teyavon wasn't about Russia. It was about Teyavon, about Taiva. Nothing to do with Russia. So,
but he could have said Rosh Nechamas.
No, it wouldn't be Rosh Nechamas, according to him. The Teyavon is not going to be Rosh Nechamas. It's not Ra'al Shemaim, Ra'al Brios, according to Nebuki Yosef. So he had to come up with a different psul of Taiva. But Taiva is not relevant for Lahachis. There's no Taiva when someone does a Lahachis. It's Lahachis, not a Taiva. So therefore, there's no reason to passel him, according to Rabbi. So it comes out from the Nebuki Yosef, the Rabbeinu Chananel, there are two reasons to passel somebody in this world of Averos. Either because he falls under the category of Russia, or because he's about Taiva. And what I'm trying to prove from this in Muki Yosef, like Rabbeinu Chananel, if you hold the psul of Rosh Nechamas as Gzeres HaKasav, then you're going to have to explain the Teavon is a problem of Svar Balma, a foul typo. And according to Rashi, who the whole explanation of Rashi the Chamas in general is because of the Chashash Meshakir, then the Psul Teavon fits in very nicely under the category of Rashi the Chamas. And it's just one other point as an aside here, Nemuk Yosef is Lashitasum in terms of what he explains later on, the Gezer Sikasim within Shitas Abaye. We saw later on Haman Bey's Abaye holds the Psul as the Gezer Sikasim. Dalma Bates is explained within Shitas Rava to Gezer Sikasim. So you see that both Rav and Abaye are arguing on the plane of Gezer Sikasim, which supports the explanation of the Minchas Chinuch, which I don't think he brings as a Zaraya. But remember, we said Abaye, Nemuk Yosef explains that Abaye is all about Gezer Sikasim. What about Rava? Does Rava also say Gezer Sikasim, or does Rava say it's about Shash Meshakir? Machlokes Achronim. Minchas Chinuch thought, no, Abaye and Rava are both arguing Gezer Sikasim. I think it's clear from Nemuk Yosef that's the case, that they're both arguing on the plane of Gezer Sikasim. Okay. So now let's move on to moving even further backwards onto the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, the problem of Chashad Arayos. And this connects very much, the Rishonim connect this to the Sugya of Lateyavon, and that's why we are learning them together. So the Gemara around like 10 lines up from the bottom. Amr of Nachman HaChashad Aharayos Kashal Edus. We'll just stop there for now. That Rav Nachman says that somebody who is there's a chashad about him that he was violating the Isser Rayos, he is going to be kashal eidus. Seems very strange. Why would that be the case? And before we will probably get to tomorrow, Rav Sheshus' response to that. So let's work exclusively or only within the sheetus of Rav Nachman. Why is such a person kashal eidus if he's chashad al harayos? So Rashi tells us, right? It was sheetus Rashi. Anybody see this? Yeah, what does he say?
Because it's not
a Rashi the Chamas. Right. It's not Rashi the Chamas, right? There's no money involved in their aisles. So, and Rashi, as we pointed out, he only speaks about Rashi the Chamas. Never do you Rashi Stam. So for Rashi, it's very easy. If Rashi holds the whole problem always of Edis is Rashi the Chamas, which I seem to think he passes like Rava, so then, this clean out Rosh Chumash is not a problem. Just to read the language of Rashi, Kashal Eidus, a Chashad al Rayos is Kashal Eidus, Dibainan Rosh Chumash, Kedichsiv, Al Teshis Rosh Eid, Eid Chumash. And of course, a Rayos is not Rosh Chumash, so this guy is entirely kosher according to Rav Nachman. The Rif has an interesting line, yeah. So we'll see in a moment how it's going to relate to the previous Sugya. Because L'chora, I guess I raise the question now. L'chora, well, let's look at Tosfos even. Let's look at Tosfos. This way we'll make it clear. Tosfos in the bottom. Hachoshet al ha'arayos kashu l'edus. Tema. Ma'ishna me'ochel neve'elos l'te'avon. Why is this any different than ochel neve'elos l'te'avon? Is this also not about taiva? The guy is a taiva for a velos, for a neve'elos rather. He's possible. Everybody agrees. Rav and Abaye, he's possible. No one argued. When it comes to taiva for arayos, all of a sudden, Rav Nachman thinks he's kosher? What's the chiluk? It's also from the case in the Gemara earlier, in the first paragraph, when we ploni Ravani l'rtoni to psul neidus. Somebody says, some other guy was Ravami l'rtoni, willingly, he's psul neidus. That's the taiva he had there. He's psul. So the arayos. The case, at least in the first paragraph, is the arayos of Mishkav Zachar. So what's the difference? If those cases are about taiva, he's possible. Why is the case of Arayos kasher? So let's first jump to the second answer of Tosfos. We'll come to the first one later, if not later tomorrow. The second answer of Tosfos is as follows: Inami hocha mishum di yitzra tokvo. Below dami l'nevela v'gam l'revia deleka yitzra tokvo kokach k'maber. What does that answer mean? You were trying to suggest something before, Yoni.
I thought it meant that even though you might be kosher, even though you are doing an Avera, the reason we're not going to be hostile you for Aedis because there seems to be only an external reason here why you did this Avera, because there's an external factor that was tofu you to do that, But in different instances, there's no reason to assume that you do something wrong.
So this
Raya's Dafka, there's an added.
So this answer tells us he's working within Shittas Rashi or Shittas Rabbeinu Chananel.
We thought he was working within Rashi.
Right. That's why you were wrong before. I thought.
Wow. On tape.
Well,
embarrassing.
Rashi already told us why it doesn't fall into the category. It's not Rashi the Chamos. Rabbeinu Chananel said the problem is because of Taiva. The Taiva to violate Isur Nevelos is going to be the same Taiva to violate Eidus Sheker. So too, the Taiva to violate Isur Arayos should also, the question should also be the same Taiva to violate Isur Eidus Sheker. You hear that, guys? Do you see the Tosos yet?
You hear
the question? Should I say the question again?
Okay.
So I'll explain the answers as follows. I'll elaborate on the question again. The Taiva, Rabbeinu Chananel thought, the problem of Nevelos, the Isur Nevelos L'Teavon, the Taiva I have to eat Nevela, that same Taiva is going to drive me to violate Isur Eidus Sheker. If someone gives me money, I have a big Taiva for these things. I'm going to take the money and testify falsely. That same Taiva, Tosu says, should also disqualify a guy who's chashan arayos. The same taiva he has for arayos is going to be the same taiva to violate Eidus Sheker. Tosu says no, there's a difference of the taiva of arayos versus the taiva of other things. The taiva of the arayos is so strong, it's so powerful, it's in a different category than the other taivas. You can't compare the strength of the yetzer when it comes to the taiva of the arayos to the other taivas. So though the taiva of the arayos is so powerful, it can force him over to be violated arayos, that won't necessarily be able to put him over the top when it comes to Isur Nevelos, Isur Eidus Sheker.
Why is he kosher such a taiva?
No, because if the taiva is so strong for the arayos, it's so strong, so only for arayos is it going to affect him. But that same yetzer, let's say the yetzer arayos, will not necessarily cause him to violate Isur accepting money. Right, so someone could be a great guy, follow the lachas. When it comes to arayos, though, the yetzer is so strong there, and cause him to violate that, but that won't necessarily affect him when it comes to taking money for a deshek. He won't take money. He could control himself there. He'll have self-control. But he won't have self-control when it comes to their ayos. So that's what he's saying. So this answer, Tosus, is within the world of Rabbeinu Chananel. It's all about taiva. Okay? Now, so interesting ha'ara here, just within Tosfos, and I'm not going to go at length at this, but isn't the case of Mishkav Zachar also, Tosu quotes the Gemara, the Mishkav Zachar also is a case of Arayos. What?
No.
Not what?
It's different.
What do you mean?
It's Gemara Kedushin. We assume that, this idea that Gary and I were talking about in Seder.
You guys hear this question here?
Because the Rush, when he speaks that also, maybe whoever the people that say that, that it's going to be different. You say it's eino yeser tofu kolkach. In other words, it's not to say that there's no taiva there, but whatever. I guess this is controversial, but to say maybe that it's like something that's developed for something that's inborn kind of thing. That in other words, of course, that person might have a taiva to do this certain, to do that act, but at least the halacha, however, doesn't understand that as being the natural passion that a person has for a woman, even though a person might have this taiva, it's more like self-developed, and therefore it's not like the Yerod Yisa total kol kach, because it's not really an external thing. Maybe it's like developed within your own self.
Yeah, guys. So what's the difference of why is it vade mishkav zachar is going to be vade pasul? When it comes to arayos, it's not the case. So what Yoni's suggesting is when it comes to mishkav zachar, it's a person who's about taiva. He's not taking a stand here. He's not trying to explain anything. You know what else, what's out there now? What people discuss about mishkav zachar, but. Generally speaking, it's not because the guy has a strong drive like he has for arayos. It's because the guy's a baal taiva. It's a baal taiva. So the guy's doing it, so he's a baal taiva. So just like he'll be violating mishkav zachar, he'll also violate to have a taiva for accepting money. You can't compare that to the yetzer, which is so powerful when it comes to arayos. That's one explanation. But according to what you're saying, in the lamdis, is mishkav zachar categorized as one of the arayos or not? According to what Yoni just said, it sounds like
you never think that it's not
like, right. So just look at
until
this.
Like someone tells you the other way.
Right. So look what I'm not saying it's not bad in Achrimos and Kedoshim, but as a category of arayos though, no. Look what Tosa says. The leka yitzrik tokvo kol kach kimo be'erva. What is he saying and implying all that? Then Mishkav Zachar may not be one of their rounds. So just keep in mind for this, there are three of the classic arayos which may not necessarily be one of their arayos, but of course very bad. Mishkav Zachar may be one of them. This might be a raya for that.
Nida.
That's a Rav Yosef Engel and tells us in Baba Kama whether Nida is an arayos or not. What's the third one?
Give us a hint.
What's Nus? What Shabbos Nus? What? Oh, I forgot. Animal might be also. You're right. Animal might be fourth. An animal. What do you mean Znus? Adult, yeah, Ashish. Throw it out there. Maybe I'll even give a sugya on that once when it comes up. It comes up in Sanhedrin. Fascinating sugya. What's the issue of Ashish? Whether or not it's Gzela from the Baal,
what?
Or Arayos. It's a fascinating topic. Sure, yeah.
Really?
Sugya.
That's
a
whole broad thing.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it's Slavdavka.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, not to, by any way, belittle what you're doing, or what one would be doing, of course.
You're saying it's between the Gezel, not the Arayos?
Right. But we'll
Nida, it would be...
Instead of the Baal, yeah, as opposed to one of the Arayos, the number of Arayos?
Yeah.
Right, maybe we'll do, okay, once we'll do something like that.
Yeah, do something Anita, maybe we'll do something.
Okay. No, because I was thinking maybe during...
The last page of Sanhedrin, in the 8th Parak.
Last page of Sanhedrin, 8th Parak, about what?
Tomorrow with the guy.
The guy in the whole, I mean, it's like a good looking neighbor who's very good looking. My Masukim? What? Yeah. My Masukim comes from here, so. Oh, no, the guy. He's a good looking neighbor. Yeah. Not that last page of Sanhedrin. Okay, got it. Okay, so maybe during the week of Chazara, I'm not sure when, either next week, so we're almost done with this parak, or maybe in 2 weeks when Reb Lewis goes away, maybe I'll give Shir one those topics without you guys preparing for it while you do Chazara. I guess we'll see. Okay, anyways, let's go Viter now.
So we're saying that Tosos, so you were wanting to say opposite of what we were trying to say before. That Tosos is more like Mukayosev.
Again,
it's
with Rashi
Ushitasa.
And the riff also.
Yeah, Rashi Ushitasa. And
Tosos.
Riff also. We do the riff. Right.
He's learning. Tosos thinks it's all about, again, Asfar Ba'ama. But yeah, so then that's not necessarily. So what we were forming before was the Gezeres Kutza versus. Is it the same thing or not?
No.
Is there a question?
Once you have that background, what's the reason of Psul Teavon? So then you have to understand now, whatever the Psul Teavon is, how do you line that up with the Chashad Chashad Al Harayos? Is that going to also be the same type of taiva? Well, it's definitely kosher, but how are you going to answer the difference? Those answers are different because the taivas are different. He's working on the plane of taiva, like Rabbi Nachmanel. Rashi works on the plane of Rosh Dechamas, and it's not Rosh Dechamas. It flows straight from it. I think that Karen over even explains like this. Yeah, that's what I have it here. I think that's what explains Gufa what the Machlokas is. And the riff actually, this answer of Tosos, who says Yitro Tukvo, he thinks is actually part of the Girs of the Gemara. He says that's actually what Rav Nachman responded. You can look at it inside if you want. That was the give and take, even. The riff writes, Amar Rav Nachman, Hachoshe Aharayos Karshaleidus. Amar Rav Sheshu, we didn't see the Gemara yet, but Rav Sheshu says, how can a guy Hachoshe Aharayos be Karshaleidus? Are Bon Bekasve, Bekasher, you're going to give him lashes and he's going to be Kasher? And Rav Nachman responds, "Halsim Yitzur Takva." No, when it comes to Chosher Arayos, his Yitzur is so strong, you can't compare. We're not Chosher; he's necessarily going to have the lack of self-control when it comes to accepting money for Edus. So he can't control himself Arayos, but a lot of people can't necessarily. When it comes to Chosher Arayos, Edus, he'll have self-control, perhaps. That's what the Rif says in line with Tosfos. And again, the Karen Or, I think, explains this machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, connecting it to Nemuka Yosef and others. It all fits in nicely. You can take a look there if you want. Now we'll just do the second answer of Tosfos, and we'll just leave off with the question, and tomorrow we'll go through some of the explanations. The first answer of Tosfos, which I'm saying second now, but really first the answer, is again, why is HaChashar HaHarayos Kashar Le'edus if L'Teavon is going to be possible? The Tosfos answers via Shlomer Demari Hacha, here in our case of the Gemara, Chavavam and Beis, B'Chashar Ba'alma. Chashad Ba'alma below Edom, you know, witnesses, the Ein Kan Kim Shmuel, all there are rumors going around. It's a Chashad. up until now, we're talking about mamish. There was a maisa bia. There's a maisa bia. The guy violated the Isser Ayos. We know he's a taiva, just like he violated the Isser Nevelos. There's a taiva. Tosa says no. This the words in the Gemara is hachoshed. There's a chashad ba'alma. There's a shmuel. There's a rumor. Okay. So,
the second answer is stronger
in what way?
Well, it fits with our Gemara.
It fits with our Gemara, right? Everything fits so nicely with what we're working with now.
The first answer
is coming from a completely different angle.
Yes.
And but what comes out from this Chashad Ba'alma, that Rav Nachman only thinks the aid is kosher if it's a chashad ba'alma, but if it's a real ma'isa bia, even Rav Nachman would agree that he would be pasul. Rav Nachman would agree it would be pasul. Why? What's the basis of that? So we're going to go into tomorrow is different explanations. Who else is of the opinion of Tosos that it's a chashad ba'alma, but they would agree that Rav Nachman would also agree it would be pasul. And what machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshis is? There's a back and forth. Rav Nachman says on one hand they're kosher. A chashad al harayos. Rav Sheshi responds, but there's Malkus here. There's Malkus. He's a Rasha stam. A Rasha is defined by someone who gets Malkus. He should be for sure Rasha, and he should for sure be Pasul Eidus. So what's the give and take here? That's what we'll discuss tomorrow.
What are the two answers in Tosfos? If you would say that there were Eidim, right? Then you still have the second answer. Tosfos will not have that answer. If there is Eidim, right? Then, like, how does that answer? How does that help answer this question that there wasn't Eidim, right?
Okay, if there are Eidim,
then we still have this other problem.
No,
of such a strong answer.
Oh, that's a great point. So we'll see others that say this Yitzhak Toko is not a good answer. We don't hold of that. No one said that. Just like a person should have self-control when it comes to eating the veils, he should have the same self-control. The taiva is not necessarily stronger when it comes to the riles. Is that anything else? Great point.